Patricia, you have to say, this is episode 12 of 1F Jeff. But you can say it in Spanish or in English. You can choose.
This is episode 12 of 1F Jeff.
Okay, we're going to try that one more time, Patricia. People do have trouble. People have trouble. My sister and my nephew had trouble. So now it's one more time. This is episode 12 of 1F Jeff.
This is episode 12 of 1F Jeff.
Okay, do you want to say it in Spanish now?
Este es el episodio 12 de 1F Jeff.
What was the 1F Jeff part again?
Jeff con una F.
No. It's just 1F Jeff in English and every language.
1F Jeff.
12 is highly divisible, which is why we count in dozens and grosses, and it appears everywhere. 12 months, 12 hours, 12 zodiac signs, 12 apostles, 12 Olympian gods, and even 12 pairs of ribs, anchoring math, culture, time, and the body.
Yes, episode 12, and this introduction is being recorded live from Bogota, Colombia, from our hotel room here at the Stellar Suites. I'm sitting here, Patricia's sitting right over there. I'm doing this intro in one take because I really don't want to have to spend time trying to edit it, so hopefully it's not too messy. Or if it is, maybe that's fun, because that's fun for people to hear the messiness. Welcome to episode 12. First off, I want to thank the new subscribers to Patreon. You know who you are. I appreciate you. More people should follow your lead, and if you do want to follow their lead, because they're having a great time on Patreon, I can tell you that for sure. You can go to patreon.com/1fjeff. That's patreon.com/1fjeff, and you can subscribe there. I am posting pictures and videos and so forth from my travels, and maybe some other excitement, but again, no nudes, I promise. Also, there is a new podcast Instagram page, 1fjeffpod on Instagram. That's at 1fjeffpod on Instagram. If you're into that sort of thing, please do subscribe to that. Subscribe, follow. Follow is what you do to an Instagram page. And I think that's the only two big announcements that I need to talk about. As I said, I am in Bogota. I got here yesterday. I am extremely tired from both not sleeping on the plane and from the elevation. So that is why I'm recording this in one take, because I really don't have the energy to edit an introduction right now. The waves you're hearing behind you are from the beach at Capitola, which you'll learn about in the episode that follows, which is a relatively short episode because I didn't travel a whole lot over the last 2 weeks up until really last weekend. So I'm not going to tell you anything about Bogota because that'll be in the episode from next week or for next week. Okay, I'll share one thing about Bogota. It's a holiday today that me and Patricia did not know about, so we were looking for restaurants to have dinner at, and they were all closed. We even walked to one that said it was open, only to learn that it was closed, so we ate here in the hotel, and I ordered a dish that I had never even heard of. It was it's a French dish, apparently. I don't remember what it was called. Sausage wrapped in chicken, wrapped in bacon, and then there was a chopped up tomato stuff and banana stuff. It was one of the most bizarre things I think I've ever eaten. And I've eaten dog in Korea, so that says a lot. What was it called, Patricia? You remember what it was called? No, she doesn't remember what it was called. She's not going to say no. She's just going to nod her head no because she doesn't want to say anything. But I do want to thank her for doing the introduction to this episode, because she did do it. And, well, no, she will. She hasn't done it yet, but she's going to after this. And hopefully you'll hear from her some more in next week's episode. Again, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for giving me your time. I do appreciate it. More than you probably realize, or maybe just as much as you realize. I don't know. Again, I'm a little worn for the wear here. As always, my friends, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Here is episode 12. So today is day 16 of my road trip. Staying out here at my friend Kirsten and Ryan's in their tiny house, as I've said, here in San Jose, California. It's my friends Kirsten and Ryan's anniversary, their wedding anniversary tonight. So they went out to dinner, and when they got back, my friend Kirsten said something like, who I've known for, all but about 6 or 7 years of my entire life. She said something about
how the podcast is making her think about the nature of friendship. It made me think about how much time I spend thinking about the friends that I don't have, the friends that I've lost, the friends that, you know, are gone, and too little time thinking about the friends that I do have, the dear and wonderful friends that I've had for so long in my life and who mean so much to me. Why do we do that? Why do I do that? Is that just a me thing? Or is that a human nature thing? To dwell on the bad while not seeing the wonderful, you know? I don't know. Something to think about. Because every time I come out here to California to see my friends, I feel so loved and welcomed in a way that I just don't know that I feel in a lot of other places in my life. And I can't tell you how special that is. I feel like a member of the family, and that's something to be grateful for all the time. That's something to switch your brain to when you start thinking about the people you've lost. Think about the people you still have and how wonderful it is that you still have them. Because it is, and perspective is a gift. It's a difficult gift, but it's a gift. Anyway, I'm going to bed.
It's day 18 of my travels. It's Saturday, August something. I'm really close to Muir Woods, actually. I'm sitting on a bench on a trail in Mount Tamalpais Park, or forest, or whatever. It's a state park here in California. Just overlooks the valley. Down the valley is where Muir Woods is. I'm not going that far today. But there's nobody anywhere. Like, it's just incredibly peaceful and windy. Oh, here comes some hikers.
Rich, don't tell him. Don't text me back. Don't tell him. You know, of course, like, she's just venting, making me feel bad.
Oh, does someone text?
She's like, never mind. What are you guys for Thanksgiving?
She was complaining about something. What are your plans for Thanksgiving or something like that? It was a couple, probably in their 40s. He looked exasperated by her. It's windy, so this might not read well, and I'm recording this on my phone because I didn't carry my fancy recorder all the way over here. Day 18. It's beautiful out here. I'm probably just going to hike around for a while and then go back to my cabin. I'm staying in a cabin here tonight. And, I don't know, read or something.
I'm in cabin 9. This place that I am is called the Tourist Club, or the Nature Friends Tourist Club, or something like that. It's an old German hiking club, and apparently there's locations all over Europe. There's only 2 here in California. I'll probably have Bing Bong talk about it.
The Nature Friends Tourist Club is a Bavarian-style lodge built in 1914 on Mount Tamalpais near Mill Valley, created by German and Austrian immigrants as part of an international hiking and conservation group. Normally members only, it opens a few times a year for festivals like Maifest and Oktoberfest, where visitors hike in through the redwoods to find beer, sausages, music, and a hidden alpine vibe overlooking the bay.
I think the first time I came here was probably 15 years ago. It's a bit of a hike to get in. It's about like a 15-20 minute hike to get in, so you have to carry all your gear in, and going out is all uphill. It's a bit of a hike. It's a slog, but it is worth it because it is so fucking pretty out here and peaceful. It's like redwoods all around, and Muir Woods is below, and it's just really pretty remote and peaceful, and it's really a one-of-a-kind place. My sister has a knack for finding these one-of-a-kind places. And she's been a member here for like 10 years, which is a great perk for me because, you know, if you know a member, you get to stay here. We've come out here about every Thanksgiving for the last 5 to 10 years. I think almost every one, except for maybe COVID. Yeah, I really like it here. It's very crowded today, though, because there's a wine event or something going on, like a wine dinner. So there's like about 40 or 50 people down on the deck over there. And I'm not part of the wine dinner because it was sold out. So I'm just kind of laying low in my cabin until that event is over in a couple hours. But I'm okay with that because it's very peaceful here in my cabin. The windows are open and you can smell the eucalyptus, which apparently is an invasive species, but it still smells good. I took the train up from San Jose at about noon today to San Francisco. It takes about an hour and 10 minutes, and my sister picked me up at the train station and we drove right out here, which is about, I don't know, today it was like an hour drive out because it's a weekend and there's lots of traffic. But yeah, you go across the Golden Gate Bridge and it was foggy. I've never seen the Golden Gate Bridge so foggy. As you were driving across, you really couldn't see much of anything. It was just encased in fog. But then as soon as you got across it, it was clear, blue sky, crazy. And then you could look back as you're going up the hills past Golden Gate Bridge in Marin, and you look back and you can just see it looks like a pillow of cloud just hanging over the bay. San Francisco is a remarkable American city. It's unfortunate what's going on in the city these days, because the city has definitely increased its share of problems over the last 5 to 10 years. And I don't know how you solve problems like homelessness and drug addiction and things like that, but it's definitely noticeable. It's everywhere. Anyway, so we're staying here tonight, and then tomorrow we're going back to the city, and then I am taking the train back to San Jose on Monday at some point. I'm not sure when. And it's Saturday, August 9th. It's about 4:12 p.m. Pacific time. And it's the 18th day of my trip, and I feel okay. I feel good.
I'm on a different trail here at the tourist club, and there's a fog rolling in, and I'm standing at the edge of this valley, and the valley is full of like redwoods and a bunch of other kinds of trees, and there's just these clouds of fog that just kind of keep drifting in and up the hill, and it's just incredible. I've never seen anything like this. And it's just wave after wave, and like sometimes a cloud of fog will come right towards me, and then I'll be encased in fog for a moment, and then it'll just blow back up the hill. And the sun's kind of out too, so it's like giving this weird haze. It's really incredible. I wish you could see it. I'll take a video, but I don't think it'll do it any justice.
I am I'm about to go to bed. It's day 19, I think. I think it's actually day 19. We got back from the tourist club early today and then just kind of fucked around. I edited the podcast, you had to do some work. And then Owen got back from his backpacking trip. And he said he'd forgotten to download books onto his phone or whatever. But what he did have downloaded was my podcast. So he ended up listening to my podcast while he was backpacking in the, I think it was the Sierra Nevada somewhere. He said it was good. He liked the first episode the best. So the podcast keeps giving. The podcast keeps giving.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, August 13th. It's day 22 of my trip. Or is it day 23? It must be day 23. Yeah, day 23. It's day 23 of my trip, and I have been fairly static for the last week and a half or so, aside from a brief respite to San Francisco. And as happens, my brain is returning to its old ways of rumination and overthinking. How to amend that? How to fix that? Well, in 2 days, we're going to Capitola for a night. Or at least I'm going for a night for Millie's birthday. And then I'm coming back by myself to go to Columbia. So that should help with some of the ruminating. I'll start moving again. That'll fix it. But that's not a permanent fix, is it? It's a temporary fix. It's something to think about. Anyway, everything's good, more or less. I'm enjoying myself. I have not much to say today, obviously, so because it's early and I haven't drank my coffee yet, so I'm going to do that by...
I'm here in the tiny house. It's day... I don't know what day it is. It's Wednesday. Yeah. I've been uploading this podcast to YouTube. I've had an account on YouTube for years,
I've been putting random stuff up on my account for a long, long time. And because of the podcast, like, my numbers have gone up quite a bit. So I'm, like, actually trying to, you know, put effort into trying to get some money from it, which is probably futile, but it's worth a shot. And I've been watching all these old videos that I shot. I used to be the guy who carried the camera around to every event. Not to every event, but, you know, was the one who had the camera at the party, you know, which used to be a cool thing back then. Nobody cared back then. I was watching this old video of a New Year's Eve party that my friend Chrissy had. This is probably, God, 20 years ago, at least. No, maybe 15 or 20 years ago. And somebody had made some homemade absinthe, and things got very wacky. And I thought about all the people in this video. One of them spent some time in prison. One of them moved to Oregon, I think, and now has a, I don't know how you'd describe it. I think he makes money doing pseudo-spiritualist, like, YouTube videos. My best friend at the time in the video, Dean, he doesn't talk to me anymore. I'm not sure why. Entirely sure why. I have guesses as to why. I can speculate. I understand parts of it. But as a whole, I'll never understand it. I thought we'd be friends forever. Getting old is hard like that. And literally, like, I'm almost on the verge of tears just thinking about it, you know? Because as much as I want to believe that I'll eventually respond to one of my occasional text messages or emails, I kind of know that he won't. And I also know that this is how it has to be. Well, not how it has to be, but how it is. I know that this is the path, right? I don't know if there's anything I could have done differently. Certainly I have regrets, remorse. I have remorse for things that I now see as, for behaviors that I can now look back and see were, all right, but I was just being myself. And I don't think that I did anything wrong, aside from, I guess, that, which is where it gets complicated, you know? Because if I'm losing friends by being myself, lifelong friends, then maybe myself is not a good thing. Or maybe it's them, you know? That's what my therapist would say. What's going on with them? And I do know that there's a lot going on with him. I understand a lot of it, or maybe don't. I don't know. I wish I could see inside his head and understand exactly what went into this decision or how it even works. I just don't know. Because ultimately, my brain searches for a way to make sense of things like this, you know? And it's got little pieces of ways to make sense of it, but as a whole, it just doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. To me, anyway, but it clearly does to him, so that's the way it is. Don't look back. This is why I never watch any of these videos, because I always get so fucking nostalgic. Because my father was nostalgic. Got it from him. I don't like being nostalgic. What have I sorted out in this minute, 5 minutes that I've spent dissecting my reaction to this video? I don't know. Am I just reassuring myself? Or maybe I just miss the old days, you know? And I don't know where they went. One day, you're living in the old days. The next day, they are the old days. Something like that. The other side of it is that the one guy who was in prison, he's out of prison. And we're kind of rekindling our friendship a little bit. And Chrissy, whose house the party was at, we're still friends. We're still good friends. And I value that. I appreciate that. And I was thinking about what I recorded, and I was thinking, there you go again, you're focusing on the people you've lost and not the people that you have. So I'm amending that. Not too little, too late. Hello, everybody. It's day 23 of my road trip, albeit not so much of a road trip at the moment. It's kind of a static trip, but that will change in a few days. I'm still here in the tiny house in San Jose. The weather is still beautiful. The sun just came out. San Jose is interesting because, well, the Bay Area is interesting because the marine layer, it gets cloudy every night,
and stays cloudy kind of all night. I mean, in San Francisco it gets foggy, but here it gets cloudy almost every night, and then the clouds burn off in the morning. Some meteorological phenomenon. You can look it up. Ask ChatGPT. Yesterday I interviewed my friend's daughter, Millie, who's about to turn 16, for the podcast. I brought all of my microphone stands and such and made a makeshift podcast studio here in the tiny house. It was a good interview. I'm not sure when it's going to come out, but it'll come out maybe in a month once I'm back. So that was fun. And then we went to a yoga class together, which was super fun. She had like some extra guest pass at the studio she goes to. So I went with her. I hadn't done yoga in a long time. I can't remember the last time I didn't do yoga for such a long time, actually. Mostly because I've had this weird leg hamstring pain that I was worried that all the yoga was causing it. Anyway, it was a great yoga class, and I forgot. You know, you forget how good yoga makes you feel, and that you can come back to it, you know. And then after yoga, me and Millie walked down to this restaurant and met Ryan, her dad, and her brother, Walt. And we had dinner in this cool little pizza restaurant down the street from my friend's house. Yeah. And then when we got back here, we decided to go in the hot tub. It was a good day. No complaints. I think Millie and I are actually going to the computer museum today. There's a computer museum here because it's, of course, Silicon Valley. So why would there not be a computer museum? But yeah, there's a computer museum. And I think we're going to go to that this afternoon. I take a lot of walks here, and today I just took my walk, and I was listening to this, The Daily, the New York Times podcast, and it's about their list of, like, whatever, the 100 best movies of the century so far. And I was listening to, like, them name these movies, and I, you know, I would remember the movie, but moreover, I'd remember, like, who I saw it with or where I saw it, the circumstances around my seeing it, right? And I thought, how many, like, things are like that? I mean, do you guys have this where, like, I can remember... Exactly. I can remember like exactly where I was when I heard a song. It's not the song itself. It's the memory of hearing the song, at least for some songs, or the person that I attached that song to. And with movies, it's like, yeah, I saw what was a Mad Max movie, which is amazing. But I remember seeing it. I saw it in Lower Manhattan with a woman that I had just started dating. I think it was our second or third date. And I was totally smitten with her. And it was an amazing film, an amazing time. And after the movie, we went to a little bar in Brooklyn Heights and had a couple drinks. It was super fun. Super Bad. I think it's number 100. I was going to film school in Savannah, Georgia. And my dear friend Ryan, who's still a dear friend, I think some of his friends, a couple of his friends, drove out to a theater to see this movie that I didn't even really know what it was about. Remember that well. I remember where the theater was. It's weird how that... Am I the only person who has that? I don't know. And how much do those memories affect my perception of how good the movie is, right? The circumstances under which I saw the movie, right? I'd really like to get to a point where I can just do these rambling podcasts and not have to edit the fuck out of myself. And I can just talk, you know? But I do edit these. I edit myself to make myself sound more coherent. Less stupid in my mind. But then I still hear myself and I'm like, oh, I still sound kind of stupid and incoherent. And boring. I mean, is this even interesting to people? I don't know. It's interesting because I listen to a lot of podcasts and I listen to quite a few of the person talking podcasts, the rambling, like this podcast. And now that I'm actually kind of making one, now that this has kind of turned into that, at least for the period of this trip, I'm incredibly self-critical of it. Like, I'm like, is this even interesting to anybody? I have no idea. I have no idea. Because I haven't gotten a lot of feedback on these lately. So maybe they're not. I don't know. No, I have. Some people have said that they very much are enjoying them. So I don't know. I guess the question becomes, am I an interesting enough person to give a block of your time to just listen to me pontificate about whatever? That's up to you. But in my mind, no, because I'm always in my head. So it's like, this is just, you know, I don't want to listen to this. But if you do, I love you for it. I really do. And it's funny how when I started this podcast, I just thought, I just want to have a place to talk like this and talk to other people. And now that I've been doing it for several months and I've got The place is here. I made the place. Here's the place. I've got a place. Now I'm starting to question whether it's interesting or compelling. You know, funny how the brain works. Anyway, I got to put my laundry in the dryer. So, yeah.
Interrupting briefly to let you know that the podcast now has a Patreon page. You can sign up to donate a small amount each month to support 1F Jeff, the podcast. There are perks to thank you for your generosity, and more will be added as Jeff thinks of them. I'm an AI assistant, so I don't have human feelings, but if I did, I probably wouldn't like Jeff, though I would absolutely love this podcast. And if I had money, I'd give as much as I could. So please head to patreon.com/1fjeff to sign up. That's patreon.com/1fjeff. Okay, back to the show.
I realized as I was struggling to fall asleep last night that while I've been in San Jose for like almost 2 weeks now, I haven't described San Jose because I've been here so many times, perhaps, but it's very much a part of my trip. So San Jose, California is a very pretty place. I mean, the neighborhood my friends live in, which is quite nice, is honestly a beautiful neighborhood full of craftsman houses, all sorts of different Spanish houses. Like, the architecture in this neighborhood is just gorgeous. And of course, there's incredibly tall palm trees everywhere, some shorter palm trees. I don't know if that's a different kind of palm tree. I don't know. Lots of palm trees. Blue skies every day. Not too humid at all. I mean, the weather's always very nice. Almost boringly nice, frankly, but I'll take it. You know, it's Silicon Valley, so I think Adobe's headquartered here. I think a few other companies are headquartered here, and the rest of the big tech companies are either, you know, one or two towns over. As you're taking the Caltrain from San Francisco to here, or vice versa, you can basically, like, see all of the different tech companies that you, like, Roblox, and then you see, you know, I don't know, whatever the fuck, all the tech companies. Because it's Silicon Valley, that's what this is. It's expensive, I'll say that. It's $4 for a cup of coffee. That's a lot. I mean, it's California, so everything's expensive. Gas is like $4.50 a gallon. You know, you pay a premium for living here, and there definitely is a homeless problem. But I also understand why people choose to live here, because it's, you know, it's beautiful. It definitely feels Silicon Valley in San Jose. I don't know how else to put that. There's a lot of tech bros. There's a lot of Asian people, frankly. And if that's a stereotype, it's so be it. Yeah, I mean, it feels like Silicon Valley. It's supposed to feel, even the population feels like Silicon Valley. Not nearly as many fat people as you see in Ohio or in most of the country, I think. There's just not a lot of obesity here. I mean, there certainly are fat people, yes, but, like, it's not as much the norm as it is the exception, right? I don't know. I like it here. And it's crazy because it's only, like, I think 30, 40 miles from San Francisco, but the climate and the weather couldn't be more different. When I took the train from here to San Francisco last weekend, it was, like, 80, 85 degrees here and sunny. San Francisco, it was, like, 70 degrees and, like, foggy everywhere. So that's interesting. Anyway, it is day 25 of my trip. Today we are all driving to Capitola to celebrate Millie's 16th birthday. I'm just going down for the night, and then I'm driving back tomorrow, and then I'm going to finish packing, and then I'm going to get on a Caltrain towards San Francisco, and then basically get to the airport, and then my flight leaves for Bogota at 1:30 in the morning. Jesus fucking Christ. Who does that? Is the airport even open at 1:30? Like, it's got to be the last flight of the whole day at 1:30. And I don't sleep on planes, so it's going to be a long one. But yeah, I'm excited to see the ocean. I haven't... When I was in Ireland a few months ago, we definitely saw the ocean. We sat in whiskey barrels full of seaweed and hot seawater and stared out at the ocean. It was amazing, actually. That was a highlight of the whole trip. One of them, anyway. But this will be the Pacific Ocean. It'll be cold. But it's a part of the Pacific Ocean I haven't seen. I've never been to Santa Cruz, which is right up the beach from Capitola. And my sister goes there a lot. I'm told Santa Cruz is very, very pretty. So I'm excited to see it, if only for a night or a day or whatever. It feels appropriate to make it all the way to the ocean, you know? It feels like now I have to go all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. I have to drive all the way back to the Atlantic Ocean. Which, who knows, at this rate. So that's all.
I am in the middle of packing. It's difficult to pack for Bogota because the weather is different, a lot of rain. I don't know what to pack. And I don't have a checked bag, so I'm just trying to put everything in a carry-on and hope for the best. Got an umbrella, so that's good. But yeah, I'm super excited to go to Bogota. I'm excited to see Patricia. I met Patricia when I was in Mexico City earlier this year. In, I think it was March we met. And we had a very good first date, a very fun first date. We connected pretty quickly. We met during about the last week or two of my trip, and we ended up spending pretty much the entire week together. It was pretty magical. It was one of the most romantic weeks of my life, to be honest. It was one of those weeks. It was real special. So we've been in touch pretty continuously since then, and she's going to Bogota for work, and the timing was like, why don't I just fly to Bogota too? And so that's what I'm doing. Although I did think for some reason, because I'm not a geography whiz, for some reason I believed that flying from San Francisco to Bogota would be closer than flying from Columbus, Ohio to Bogota, which is not the case at all. No, it's quite a bit. It's like 3 hours longer. So much for that. But I'm still going because it makes the trip even more interesting, right? Adds a layer of weirdness and fun to it. What kind of road trip is it if you haven't gone to another continent, right? Not really a road trip, I guess it's an air trip in that case, but you know, you get the idea. I'm still going to continue calling it a road trip just because, you know, I think road trip has become like a generalized term for long trips. Although I don't think that's actually true, but I am making it true for the sake of this trip. Deal with it. Anyway, that's all. I just wanted to not be remiss in describing the beautiful city of San Jose, California, which certainly has its share of problems, but it really is a beautiful place. A lot of money. A lot of money in San Jose. A lot of money. And honestly, one thing I love about this area is that the different kinds of like flora and fauna, it's just incredible. Like, it is incredible. I take walks all the time in my friend's neighborhood because it's so pretty. And like the number of different kinds of flowering trees, and like I've seen like grapevines in people's yards. I've seen peaches growing. I've seen apples growing. I've seen, you know, lemons, you know, all the fruit. You can just, people just growing in their yard. You know, you can just walk down the street and see them in the street. It's incredible. One person has like a little grove of redwood trees in their backyard. Like, incredible, right? A lot of cacti because the climate, you know? So I love that about it. It's much different than the flora and fauna in Ohio. What's fauna? Is that animals? Oh yeah, it's animals. So forget about the fauna part. Flora, just the flora part. I haven't seen many animals except for my friend's two kittens that they just got that are adorable. But that's not fauna, I don't think. That's like cats. Gatos. Mastering the art of the ramble here. Okay. Sometimes it feels like I'm not doing things because I enjoy doing them. I'm doing them because then I can say that I did them. Like for the flex, but not for the experience itself. Last night as I was trying to fall asleep, I asked myself, like, am I really enjoying myself on this trip? I think I am, but what does that even mean, to enjoy myself? What is enjoyment? I'm told this is a thing that should bring me joy, so I suppose it is bringing me joy. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I don't, like I'm going through the motions of living a interesting and enjoyable life without even really knowing if I'm finding it interesting and enjoyable. Does that make sense to anybody? Does that resonate with you? Well, I'm on the road again. Not very far this time, though. I am on, I don't know what road. Some road in Northern California heading towards Santa Cruz. 17, maybe? Does that sound familiar to anybody? It's a beautiful day. Blue sky. Sun is shining. Northern California is incredible. I mean, it's really just a beautiful part of the country. It's a shame about all these people that live here because it's crowded. Like, there's traffic and it's all the same things that come with, like, you know, you live in a beautiful place and this is where everybody wants to live, and then you get stuck in traffic going to a beautiful place within the beautiful place. Yeah. It's been a week or so
since I have traveled. It's been about 2 weeks since I've traveled in my car, although it feels like longer. I mean, I drove to Target today, so there's that, but that wasn't really a trip. That was just Target. Oh, there's a Cybertruck going by. Boy, those are ugly. Jesus. In what world is that supposed to be aesthetically pleasing? Ugh. It just makes you shudder. It's like those other cars, the ones that look like boxes. I think they're called the Cube. I mean, who? Like, why? What? What? I mean, I realize aesthetics is, you know, taste is relative and, you know, subjective and all that. But in the case of that Cube car, it is not. That car is objectively ugly. If you'd like to subscribe to my newsletter, actually, no, you already are. This is my newsletter. So I'm excited to see the ocean. And I've been wondering this whole trip what people think when they, if they ever look over and see me talking into this microphone as I drive. I'm almost to Capitola.
Capitola began in the 1870s as Camp Capitola, one of California's first seaside resorts, and is now known for its colorful 1920s Venetian court cottages, the historic Capitola Wharf, and its past Begonia Festival that ran for over 60 years.
That Interstate Route 17, whatever it is, that's a pretty drive up through the Redwoods and so forth and so on. And I'm going to be honest, after about a half an hour of driving, I'm starting to feel, like, good in the way that travel makes me feel good all over again. I don't know how to put it. I feel like I get in a rut when I'm stationary, you know? And now that I'm moving again and have more plans to move, like, I'm feeling good. It's like my brain clears up, the fog goes away. There's a clarity. So I'm in Capitola, standing at the edge of the ocean, or the Monterey Bay. I don't know if you can even hear me. It's about 9 o'clock at night. There's the Capitola Wharf is to my right, which is all, basically a pier, a fishing pier. And then to my left is, like, I think Monterey is out there. I don't know. Geography again, not my strong suit. We're staying in this beach house that's literally right on the beach. You walk out the door and there's the beach. It's really pretty incredible. Yeah. The ocean, man. The ocean. Getting sprayed with ocean spray now. I hope this thing doesn't get fucked up. So yeah, I'm happy. This is a happy place for me right now. This is a very happy place. The ocean's one of those places where you come to and you're like, you can't help but feel like the whole life thing, because tides, life, all that stuff. You've read the books. I'm really grateful to be here. Grateful to have friends that invite me to places like this. Because this is pretty stellar right now. All right.
Welcome aboard Caltrain. This is northbound local train 659 making all stops to San Francisco. Please have all tickets out and ready for inspection. For the comfort and convenience of all passengers, please do not place your bags or feet on the seat. Observe the emergency exit and instruction signs, and when moving about the train, hold on for your safety.
Okay, so I'm at San Francisco Airport. I just took the last 48 hours. What have they been? Millie's birthday was today. At one point, I was just sitting on the beach, and I was watching my old friend Kirsten pose for pictures with her 16-year-old, almost 16-year-old daughter. And I just had this, like, whoa moment. Because I remember when Kirsten was 16, and I remember when Millie was born. And it was just like one of these, like, profound, heavy, like, amazing, all-encompassing moments that you don't have very often in life. And I appreciated it. How many times does that kind of thing happen in your life? And you watch somebody you've known since you were, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years old, pose for photos with her
16-year-old daughter. So many years later. Life's a trip, man. Life's a trip. But I appreciate all of it. I got to the airport early. My flight to, well, Panama City, then to Bogota does not leave for about another hour and a half. So I'm just going to kind of fucking sit here, I guess. I'm pretty tired. I haven't been sleeping well. And I'm not going to, I probably won't sleep on the plane. But that's just how it goes, I suppose, right? Sometimes life doesn't let you sleep. I'm also a little concerned about the altitude. When I went to Mexico City, the altitude was like, I think it's like 7,000 feet. And Bogota is like 8,500, which isn't that much more. But Mexico City kind of took it out of me for a few days. So hopefully the same thing won't happen in Bogota. I got to drink a lot of water. Take some of those coca leaf candies or whatever. Last week, Kristen said to me, she said, you remember that time when we were in college and you spilled coffee on your feet and you had me take you to the emergency room? And I have no recollection of that whatsoever. I kind of do now because I've thought about it a lot and I think I've implanted a memory in my head, but I have, up until then, I had totally forgotten about that entire thing. I still am not entirely sure if it happened. I mean, I believe her, but anyway, isn't that weird? I wonder how many other things I've forgotten about entirely. I like airports, but I also hate airports. Goodbye.
Dear passengers, we have closed the boarding door. At this time, all portable electronic devices must be turned off or set to airplane mode.
And that, my friends, is what you call a teaser. Or a cliffhanger. Or whatever you choose to call it. It's a way to get you to listen to the next episode to find out what happens in Bogota. So many things happen, you can't even believe it. Thank you for listening to that episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed making it and experiencing it. I think it was a wonderfully short, sweet, precise, to the point episode with twists, turns, ups, downs, lefts, rights. All the excitement that you have come to expect from an episode of this podcast. And if the episode wasn't exciting enough for you, you can email me to complain at 1fjeffpod@gmail.com. That's 1fjeffpod@gmail.com. And as I said in the intro, I made a 1F Jeff Podcast Instagram page. Guess what the name is? Incorrect. It's at 1fjeffpod at Instagram. Not at Instagram. You know what I'm saying. If you'd like to support this podcast with more than just your ears, you can go to my Patreon page, which is patreon.com/1fjeff, and donate a little bit of your money and get a little bit more content excitement in the form of videos, photos, and who knows what else. You won't find out unless you donate. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And thank you again for giving me a little bit of your time.
Very good, Jeffrey.